bring up whatever you want. All I have to do is dial into our toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-free, the number, and the website, freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can actually create the content for the site. You submit stuff from across the internet, whatever you think's interesting or fun or useful or whatever you think our listeners will appreciate. You submit it there, and then other listeners vote, and you get to vote on things, too. You vote on up the ones you like and down the ones you don't like, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the website. Over at freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. For those of you just tuning in last hour, and I don't know if it's going to carry over this hour, but we were talking about the Girl Scouts, and some folks are boycotting the Girl Scouts. They are saying, do not buy their cookies, because they're tolerant towards people of a transgender variety.
They're delicious cookies.
And what we ended up finding out was there's a specific story of a 7-year-old boy who attempted to join a troop out in Colorado. According to one of our callers, turned out that he wasn't all the way into the whole I'm a girl thing. And because he didn't fully on accept that he was a girl, they wouldn't allow him in. But otherwise, they would have. So it's the policy of the Girl Scouts to allow transgenders in if they are, you know, if they believe truly that they're girls and I guess somehow express that fully.
Seems reasonable.
That's their policy. And that's upsetting some people. They believe it should be only for, physical girls only, not those who just believe mentally that they are girls. And I guess that's upsetting some people. And also they're upset by the fact apparently the Girl Scouts teach sex education. They want that to change.
No more sex education.
And other things like that. So you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything you want. Plus some disturbing Ron Paul news coming out of South Carolina here in a little bit. Maybe we'll get to that. But first, Allie Cat is on the line listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Allie Cat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
All right, I'm an NRA member. And on my January issue, just a short quotation, the only branch of government that Obama acknowledges is Obama. And it's also in the magazines that I've got three of them, that he's planning on disarming the American people by 2016. In other words, he's not planning on stepping down. He's planning on staying there. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not just some regular guy on here.
Don't they say that with every president, though? I mean,
well, this
don't
is
they all
Obama
want to disarm
here.
Americans and stay in office forever?
Yeah, well, this is Obama. He really means it. And I've spent 32 years in intelligence business, and believe me, I can tell you Obama means it. In fact, I'd be surprised if he even let the election take place. You hear about Iran. I wouldn't be one bit surprised.
It's so funny. They say this every time.
Well, he probably would. I mean, he shouldn't let the Republican primary get ramped up. I mean, people are getting all excited right now. If he's not going to let the election take place, he should nip it in the bud.
Yeah, how exact? Look, I
that's a communist trick right there. You see, let him get down where he sees he's not going to make it and all like that. And he'll pick something with Iran or something where they can suspend elections and it's over with, man, you know.
Well, there's been fears there. I'd just like to recap for our listeners, Allie Cat. There have been fears about this for a long time. And in fact, if for one time I even bought into it a little bit because during the Bush administration, when there was so much tyranny on the rise, as there is today, because, again, each president keeps building off the tyranny that the presidents prior to him have created, when there was all these, crazy things happening like the Patriot Act and Military Commissions Act and all these, very oppressive things that were happening. There was the same rumors were flying about with the 2004 and the 2008 election. You remember this, Mark, when people
myself.
Right. Well, are they going to cancel the election? But really, ultimately, the reason they won't do that is, in my prediction at least, obviously if they cancel it, you'll be able to make me eat my shoe on this one. But the reason they won't do it is because
not
the election.
Not on the air, because we won't be on the air at that time.
Right. The elections are very important to the government. And Allie Cat, thanks for the call tonight. They're very important to the government's sense of legitimacy, to their aura, if you will, of legitimacy. Because the government people, they're just humans who are forcing their way on others. They're men and women, like you and I, who are doing business at the point of a gun. They're the ones that are threatening you. If you don't give them X amount of dollars every year, if you don't do as they say, then they're going to put you in a cage. And they want you to be obscured from that reality. They want you to be disconnected from that truth about them. So they come up with these things like the justice system where, you know, men in robes sit and look all important and they have people... Yeah.
The justice system where fewer than 1% of cases that of people that are arrested actually go to jury trial, and of the people that are brought to jury trial for a felony, fewer than 33% actually get acquitted. So, I mean, this justice system where about one quarter of 1% of people that are acquitted.
Right. So the justice system exists as part of this window dressing to distract you from the violence that is the system. Because if you believe that there's justice, and if you believe that there's a process by which you can have a remedy for an issue that you have, if you believe that this is something that can work, even if you see it not working here and there, there's like once in a while where they'll make the right decision. Well, they do that to make it look like, hey, the system, it's working. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So you'll think that, oh, well, this is the way it should be. See, everything's fine. The system is good.
It sounds a little conspiratorial that they're actually thinking of it in that way, and it doesn't seem to me like they are.
Well, I don't know, Mark, because, you know, you could say the same thing about the school system where they created the Prussian school system to create drone-like workers. I don't think that means that the people that are working in the schools today believe in that or that they are even aware of that. So I don't think the conspiracy, you know, goes down through the ranks necessarily. But I think it's true, and I don't know if even anyone is aware of this, but it's the truth, right? I don't think it's necessarily a conspiracy as much as it is just reality. These things exist to distract people from the truth, because if it were the mafia that were out there
when it comes to liberty,
doing this,
it's, you know, three steps forward, one step back. I mean, as far as, or I guess it's towards tyranny. When it comes to tyranny, it's three steps forward, one step back.
But, right, if they didn't take the step back, though, it would make it pretty clear that it was just a straight run to tyranny, right? So they have to take the step back every now and then to, you know, get people to think that there's still a chance that they can control this, that there's still a chance that they'll have some effect on it.
I'm not going to claim to know why, other than I believe that organizations either grow or die. And
yeah, I'm not
among
saying
those
this is
organizations
some grand
is
conspiracy.
Government.
I'm not saying this is a grand conspiracy. I'm just saying if they didn't have these things, people would see them for what they are. If they didn't have these, this window dressing,
sure.
It'd be
anybody
clear.
Now would look at a king and say, "Well, that's tyranny."
Right. Or if the mafia,
but the idea that you know, that 51% of people can elect a person, and then those you know, some people, and then those people can vote, and 51% of them get their way over the 49%. I mean, this small little group of people that seem to always get voted back in as incumbents. Now, I mean, for some reason, people think that's legitimate.
If the mafia don in your local area decided to start publicly appearing, and they decided to set up their own court system and attempt to legitimize themselves, people would find it absurd, right? They would say, this is clearly a criminal gang. These guys hurt people. We're not going to go to your courtrooms. You're corrupt. Right? I mean, it would be very obvious. But the government has had years of this legitimacy. They've had decades of
it. Continuity. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, we've grown up with them around doing this. And so the elections are part of that, where if the government people had these elections, or rather if they got rid of the elections, then it would be pretty clear that you've got a dictator. It would be pretty clear that you've got somebody who it just doesn't care what you think. They're just going to do whatever it is that they want to do, which is basically what they're doing. They're doing whatever it is they want to. They're hurting all the people that they want, killing innocent people. They're extracting money and obedience right and left. But it's okay, because every 4 years, you have a chance to go and pull a lever or punch a Chad, and you can change the whole system. So this is the pitch, right? Well, it's not a mafia, because you can vote for the top don. And why would they want to get rid of that illusion from people? If they actually did get rid of that, it would all of a sudden make people realize that things aren't as they should be.
Well, I don't think they want to kill innocents. I think that that happens. That when you have an ever-increasing drug war where the police can kick in people's doors and things like that.
That's aside from the fact. Do you understand what I'm saying about this?
I get the idea.
That's the reason the election's not going to be canceled, like the caller was saying.
Yes.
Because if they cancel the elections, then it's the game's up for the federal government at that point. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if they can get you to believe that the next election could change everything, they've still got you hooked. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. You take control of the airwaves.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries. Freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. News updates are available for you if you'd like to keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up to follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Of course, like everything else on our site, it's totally free. Also want to invite you to the upcoming Liberty Forum, Free State Project, putting it together again this year, and it's going to be a blast. I'm so glad to see it come back, because last year, unfortunately, due to some organizer issues, it did not end up happening. But the man himself, the giant,
yes,
Chris Lawless, is going to be in charge of it again. He's the guy who put them on so successfully for so many years, and so you know it's going to be a great event, and especially when you hear about some of the guest speakers they're going to have there, like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business, as well as Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Prax Girl, Peter Schiff, he's going to be there, you know, the famous investment advisor. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Learn more about some of the events that are happening during the forum there and get signed up. Use our coupon code FTL2012 and save 10%. That's code FTL2012. Save 10% on the already very, very affordable convention prices. I mean, this is it's a hotel convention, but it is not the same crazy prices that you normally are going to pay for your standard kind of industry hotel convention. This is just, they cut the cost to the bone on this as much as, I don't think they make any money on this event at all. I can't see how they could at the prices they're charging.
I wish they'd break even so they could keep doing it.
I think they can break even on it, but I don't think they intend to make money, because they want to give people an affordable experience, an excuse to come up to New Hampshire to socialize with and network with hundreds of other like-minded people, because it's not about the speakers, for me at least. For me, it's about meeting people who believe in liberty and who believe in liberty so much that they're considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. These are the people you're going to meet there. A lot of the voices you hear on Free Talk Live will be there in person. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live.
That's true.
In fact. And so come on out. Go to the Liberty Forum this year. It's coming up February 23rd through the 26th. Go get signed up, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can also learn more there and sign up with our discount code FTL2012 and save 10%. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark. Hello there.
Hey, guys. What you was just talking about the political tyranny, I suppose would be the word, kind of ties in with the boy probably being forced by his parents to dress like a girl and try to
forced by his parents.
Well, for one, they were saying that he was not dressing like a girl, and that was the reason that the Girl Scouts wasn't getting to come in. But do you believe that a parent would try to change the gender of their child? I mean, that's a pretty messed up thing to do, isn't it?
Well, they would. I don't know how they're doing it, but how do the parents? I suppose the parents would know if a boy wants to be the girl, or it just blows my mind.
Well, no, but I don't think any parent would.
Blows my mind. I'm thinking, why force this on to a group of seven year old girls?
So let's live in the world where, I mean, you would agree that people are born with strange anomalies, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
And so if in a world where people are born with strange anomalies, somebody might be born in the wrong gender, right?
I don't know that. I can't say
you're
that.
Not,
right.
You're not willing to give that one up. You can have somebody with giant satellite ears. You can have people with two penises. You can have people born without hands. You can have people with extra fingers.
Correct.
But you can't have somebody who was born in the body of the other gender.
I don't know if that's a mind thing or a physical thing. I don't know.
The mind is a physical thing. You can cut it out and lay it on a table. It's physical.
I can't cut my thinking out and lay it on a table. My mind is not physical. My fingers, my toes, my nose are physical. My
sure,
mind
but
is
brain,
not physical.
Brain structure has something to do with something, and most gay people report being gay their whole lives, so I'm going to go ahead and say, and since there's gayness in the animal kingdom.
Well, I would believe that. I would believe that. You know, people could be gay their whole life from when they was young. They would be attracted to the same sex. I wouldn't disagree with that.
But so if somebody could be attracted to the same sex, then it would seem to me that somebody could you know, feel like they're a woman trapped in a man's body, or a girl, in this case, a girl trapped in a boy's body. And, you know, I just wonder, as a parent, what do I do with that child? Do I keep them in? Do I homeschool them so they won't be treated terribly at school? Do I never let them go out and play with other kids because other kids might be exposed to their vileness?
But what about the other kids? You're not considering the other, this group of Girl Scouts?
Well, okay, hold on a second. You used the term, kind of, I was disturbed a little bit earlier when you used the term that they would be forced to have this child in their group, and that's not true at all. There's no force involved.
Did the child say, "Mom and Dad, I want to go join the Girl Scouts"?
We haven't had a chance to interview them personally.
You're never going to get that information.
We're going on what we've heard from the news and from the gentleman that called earlier, who seemed to have more information about this story. It sounds to me like this young boy believes he's a girl, but not all the way in enough for the Girl Scouts to have allowed him into the troop. But all that said, yeah, I can see if somebody believes he's a girl, why he would want to join the Girl Scouts as opposed to the Boy Scouts. I mean, you want to talk about a tough time.
Why don't the parents come up with the transgender Scouts and leave the Girl Scouts?
That's a possibility too.
But that really comes back to, let's just keep the kid indoors until he's 18.
No, he or she is 18
and kick him out in the world, right?
It doesn't, because it's like my freedom ends where your freedom begins.
You're free to go to the same Girl Scout organization that's willing to let an out transgendered 7-year-old in, as the same as the 7-year-old.
Your freedom hasn't been violated because it's all consensual. Then this is what disturbs me about what you've said. There's no force involved here. All of the parents that have their girls in the Girl Scout troop, and the parents of this young boy who believes he's a girl, they are all consenting to this. If I, as a parent of a girl, don't want my child, and I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me if somebody was transgendered in the troop. But if I didn't want somebody like that in there, I could simply say, okay, well, we're leaving. So you're never forced at any point in this whole circumstance.
Well, because they notify all the other parents and they say, oh, it's okay because they want to be politically correct or something. And what you're asking...
Maybe they want to be inclusive. How about that?
I guess if he didn't wear the dress, it wouldn't be like, who's this guy wearing a Halloween costume in our group? So if he dressed like a boy, but he wanted to be a girl, they would have to let all boys in.
Well, they say, yeah, they say that you have to wear he has to wear a dress and be, well, not a dress, but he has to
girl's clothing,
be operating as a girl in order to be in the organization, which makes more sense to me than just letting any old boy that wants to.
Because now you got one person wearing a costume, sort of. It appears to me a Halloween.
We're all wearing costumes.
For lack of a better word, you got a.
It seems to me your issue is you can't believe that somebody could feel like they're a different gender.
Well,
and that's
maybe
ultimately,
he does, but that doesn't mean you turn the Girl Scouts into something other than.
But the Girl Scouts is a tolerant organization. We're coming up.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, live Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, give you the features there, so enjoy those on us. Some of the features include our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that and interact with our other listeners. Over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Books. Books are good. I mean, yes. Most people would say books are good. But it's getting harder and harder to be able to get through books, sit down, and have some time to read. And one of the ways that I've resolved that for myself is audiobooks. Audible. .com is one of the leading providers, of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got books in every category that you can imagine, from bookstores, tens of thousands of titles, more books than you could get by walking into your average, one of these big giant bookstores. Mm. Downloading them is fast, easy, and affordable. I've done it. If I can do it, I know it's fast and easy. I know can do it.
I'll testify to that.
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks all the time, and I didn't make you do it, so therefore it must have been relatively easy.
Ian, help me! No, it's really, it's a nice website.
It's easy. You can get a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And so that's the website. You go there, you get a free gold membership, free download, and that's the trick. Audible's giving you a free book. It's a gift through Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. There are books in every genre. You want to look up books on gender disparities? You want to look up on books on the history of Girl Scouts? They've got everything. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Is there a restriction on which book you can get for free, or is it just any old...
I have not seen a restriction. I think it can be anything.
Pretty awesome. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. All right, so we'll continue here with you and your thoughts.
Yeah, the idea is that you try out one book and then you realize, oh, this is a really great way to listen to books and consume books. And so, you know, it's worth it to give one away for free so that people try it out and see how great it is. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. Last gentleman dropped off the line. We've been talking about transgenders in the Girl Scouts. Some people are very upset by this. But it's their policy to allow transgenders in, which means, you know, a boy, the physical boy who, you know, believes he's a girl. They do have certain specifications on whom they will allow. Specifically, they were saying that, you know, they actually have to embrace the idea that they are a girl, not just be a boy who says they're a girl, basically. And I think that's okay. I think that, you know, it's good that these folks are being allowed to join organizations like that rather than being shoved out of society and shunned.
I'm not going to claim that I'm entirely comfortable with the whole idea of transgenderism, but it's not really my choice. That's the choice somebody else makes, and then I get to choose how I want to interact with that person. The caller just called in, and I don't recall his name. His complaint seemed to be, well, the status quo is this, and it's an aggression upon me to change the status quo. And I don't know that that's necessarily true. Yeah. I mean, if the status quo is, you know, me wearing a suit every day, and then one day I decide to wear a lime green polo, well, I haven't aggressed upon anybody because I decide to change something in my life.
The photons that are coming into my eyes have changed color, Mark. That is an aggression.
Right. It's the how I conduct my life. That's what rights are. Yeah. Rights are the control of your own body, right. Your own person, and your own property.
You don't have a right to control other people, except if they're, you know, you're talking about your own property. Then you've got dominion over that. But otherwise, you don't get to control what another person does or says or thinks or feels. And if somebody does or says or thinks or feels something that is disturbing to you, then you have the right to avoid that person. You have a right not to talk to that person, but you don't have a right to get to impose your way or your will as to how that person should behave or where they can go or what they can do. Let's continue with you and your thoughts, though. Linda is on the line here. Linda, listening in South Carolina to WSC in Charleston. Hello, Linda.
Hi, my darlings. First of all, my children are middle-aged. I'm going to tell you boys Happy New Year, but I also want to applaud the parents of this young person. When I raised my children, and every parent will tell you this, you have to teach them to brush their teeth, to tie. There's so much you have to teach them and push on them. How wonderful that at this age that these parents allowed the child to let them know how he felt. And I applaud these parents. And I'm sorry I'm not happy with your last caller, because one minute he said one thing and the next minute he's saying, well, yeah, I guess so. I guess I could buy into this. There's a woman that was born with two vaginas.
Over in Great Britain.
And
yeah,
it's been on the news lately.
Yep.
For the grace of God, any of us could be anyway. Let's just love one another. Let's just be so glad that these parents are tuned in to what they're hearing from this young person and allow this young person to be what and who they want to be.
Thank you for that. That was so beautiful.
It's nice. I sat here, I shut my eyes, Linda, for just a minute, and I let your voice wash over me because I really enjoyed what you had to say.
Well, I just love you both, and I'm so grateful for you. And if you enjoy this Liberty thing, I won't get to be there with you in person, but I'll be with you all in spirit forever.
I appreciate you and that call. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Bye, babe.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd say she nailed it. I mean,
she's right. You know, I've got a little boy, and you're right. I wouldn't call it coercion in a physical sense, but, you know, you get him to brush his teeth, and, you know, they want to go along with learning new things and stuff like that. I've never had to try to teach him gender issues. I mean, he completely just does his thing in that area. I think that it's a parent's responsibility to teach a child how to get by in this world, but it's also you want them to be them, because if right. they're not being them, they're not going to be happy.
Right. Yeah, if you are trying to raise your child with the idea that they're there to make you happy, I think you're coming at it the wrong. I think, I mean, Mark, as a parent, do you think that you'd be coming at it from the wrong direction?
He makes me as happy as he possibly can be just by being who he is. So, I mean,
you're looking at it from the right perspective. But if you're looking at your child as, well, this is the thing that I have that I can, you know, base my hopes and dreams upon, and that I can, you know, this child will live vicariously. I will live vicariously through
them. It's hard not to do that. You know? I mean, my little boy looks so much like me that I want, you know, I mean, I can see why parents say, I want a little me. I want a little me, and I can see it. I can totally get it. But, you know, he's going to be different than I am. He's not going to act the way I do in certain circumstances.
And that's okay. Let's continue with Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to say that there's someone at the gun show taking signatures for Ron Paul to be on the Indiana primary ballot.
What was that? The gun show what?
Yeah, somebody at the gun show asked me to sign up to get Ron Paul on the primaries in Indiana.
I thought he was on in all 50 states at this point.
Oh, is he? Well, what did I get conned into signing?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that was my assumption. I know that Huntsman's not on in 3 states, that Gingrich isn't on, and as is neither is Santorum nor Perry on in Virginia, which is coming up, I think, in March. So it's going to be in.
You did read what you signed, right?
Nobody does that. Come on.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
I saw a lot of wise food there, though.
Thank you for signing that that petition, because maybe it got Ron. It'll get one step further to getting Ron Paul on.
Maybe he's not. Maybe it's all not wrapped up there yet. So, I mean, who knows? It could be the truth. Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
I saw a lot of wise food storage products there.
WiseFoodStorage.com.
Excellent. And use the code FTL. Save 10%. Bill, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeremy listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy, listening via iHeartRadio.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Great. Yeah, I love your guys' show. It's the first time I've heard it.
Thank you. What station are you getting us on iHeartRadio?
It's Madison Progressive Talk 92.1.
Excellent. In WXXM in Madison. I'll tell you what, I know you've got something to say, Jeremy. Stick with us. We're nailed to the clock here. We'll come back with more of you and your thoughts here in a moment. Jeremy in Wisconsin is listening, and we'll find out what he wants to talk about. I think it's Occupy Wall Street. So we'll get to that here in a moment. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind. Remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, it's Ian here with me.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. If you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. You head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and there you will see links to a couple of different stores. There's Amazon and Newegg. Now, most of you have probably been to Amazon before. If you've ever been online, there's a good chance you've shopped at Amazon. It's a huge selection of products, and you can shop through our link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So it's the same great Amazon experience with free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. You can buy used as well, dozens of categories. You know Amazon, the user reviews are great. That's probably my favorite feature about Amazon is the reviews really helps when trying to decide what to buy, choosing one camera over another. It helps a lot.
Some people take those reviews very seriously. They're exhaustive. I mean, they write a little article.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's different Amazon links there for different countries. You click into the right one for you and just get your shopping done. It's your same old experience. You're just entering through our portal, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. There's also Newegg links on the shop page at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Newegg is an electronics store specifically. In fact, they focus on computer parts. So if you're a total geek like me and you like to build your own computers...
I did just build it.
Yeah, I haven't really been doing much with it, but I built it, and now it's just sitting there. Yeah, if you like building your own computers or you need to get a new graphics card or something like that, if you go in through the Newegg links on shop.freetalklive.com, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of your purchase there. So shop.freetalklive.com. Back to Jeremy listening in Wisconsin to iHeartRadio and listening to the Mic 92.1 through that. Go ahead, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've got so many things that I'd love to talk to you guys about, but to narrow it down to one. Yeah. I am with the Occupied Des Moines group, and
Occupied Des Moines?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
We just had the Occupy the Caucus campaign, and it went fantastically. We definitely changed the discourse, although, you know, the crazies are gonna happen anyway, but it was great. It was really good.
We're all crazy, my friend.
Do what?
We're all crazy, my friend.
Oh, aren't we? the main issue that I'm aiming at right now in Occupy is campaign finance reform, because I've worked in campaigns for quite a while, and I see the brokenness in the system. I know that. That it's all just a game at this point. We're just voting for people that are already picked. So, and I'm sure many of your listeners understand that concept. Eventually, what Occupy has to do is, or should, in my opinion, do, they don't have to, but we should move towards co-opting our own candidates and bringing them into the fold and teaching them the ways of the General Assembly or even people from inside. But before any of that can happen, we have to have campaign finance.
So
do you want to create your own Occupy party? Is that what you're claiming?
I wouldn't even call it a party. We don't even have, because the money is not what it's the reason we would make a party is to have a cohesive strategy across the board, and that's not what Occupy is or a fundraising mecca.
I've been involved in Occupy Keene here. We do the show from Keene, New Hampshire, and I've been pretty involved with that for the last few months here. So I guess I'm kind of in touch with the movement as well, and I've heard this concern from some of the folks up here that, the money needs to get out of politics. And I get it, right, because clearly the people with money have a huge influence on politics, big corporations, people with, very wealthy people, obviously have huge sway when it comes to what the politicians do. I think we all agree on that. But here's the problem that I see with the idea of campaign finance reform. Effectively, you're asking the same corrupt politicians who are, running things now, the Republicans and Democrats, you're asking them to all of a sudden change how they're doing things and implement some sort of structure that's
a huge pay cut, essentially.
Right, that's going to destroy their power, that's going to destroy their influence, that's going to destroy the system as they know it. I mean, there's no reason why anyone should believe these people are going to change their own system in that way.
There's a quote by Henry David Thoreau that I want to read real quick. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And I think you've got yourself a little branch. You're trimming some hedges here.
I think in the end, I'm unsure as to how campaign finance reform is going to happen. And obviously, that's a term that's been coined that means specifically public financing of elections. What I mean is a comprehensive restructuring of the way that elections and parties and such work.
And that's what I'm telling you, man, is those guys in D.C.
That's a constitutional change.
Well, either way, whatever it is, they're not going to do that. I mean, their idea of campaign finance reform, what was it, the McCain something or other bill back? Their idea of campaign finance reform is to do one thing or say one thing and do another, and in reality just make it so the lobbyists have even more control than ever and the corporations have more influence than ever. It seems to me that the downfall of that viewpoint is that you're trying to change things from the top instead of from the ground or the grassroots up. And I think that ultimately, I think Occupy is a grassroots movement. It's a movement that is not based on politicians.
There's no politicians camping out with you guys.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. So I think that, I think maybe let's put out the idea of secession instead and just say the hell with this federal government. There's nothing that I want from it. There's nothing that it does that's good for anyone. I mean, for any good welfare check that it does hand out to somebody that's actually in need, it's killing innocent human beings, nice brown people in other countries around the world. So, in the wash, it's a very negative organization that threatens and kills and is violent towards peaceful people. I say get rid of it entirely. Then you can focus on one state or, like we're doing here in New Hampshire, we've got the Free State Project where liberty-minded people...
Yeah, I saw that.
Right, we're all coming to the same place, and we're getting active to make a difference in one place. You can make a difference in a small location, but to think that anyone in D.C. is going to change anything in a positive direction about that system there, I think it's folly, and I think you're going to waste a lot of time and effort and money on it.
I absolutely think you're correct, and the main thing I've been focusing on in my work with Occupy Des Moines is the way direct action, what we've been doing for months, the way direct action actually applies to electoral politics. Like, we can do it, we can protest the way we want to and put our bodies on the line to protect our views while still applying it to, like, say the candidates that are against the 99%, we can specifically target them, like we have been doing for months, and as some sort of quantitative way to actually see how that works. And that's my focus. In no way do I think that Occupy should be focusing on this as a whole, but I just think it's a really cool idea to talk about.
Well, right, and plus, just the way the Occupy movement is set up, there's no way that it will ever focus on anything as a whole because it's completely it's completely decentralized, which is what I love about the Occupy movement.
It's so good. So good. I can't stop.
Thank you. I'm glad you're out there doing something. I think it's important for people to get out and get active in whatever way they feel is best. It disturbs me when I see people continuing to run on the hamster wheel that is the federal government. And I think that let's start talking about secession. It's an idea that's time has come again to end this the federal government entirely, end our participation in it. And secession can happen at two levels. It can happen at a state level where a state government decides this is it, we've had it, we're out of this union. And then it can also happen on an individual level, which is why we've come up with the Shire Society over at ShireSociety.com to allow people to declare their own independence from this system and begin building a consensual, voluntary society at the same time in parallel to it and giving people the opportunity to opt out from the federal government system. And I thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Again, ShireSociety.com is where people can go read the Shire Society Declaration. You know, only if you love liberty. If you're one of those people that wants to control your neighbor, you don't belong in the Shire Society. If you're one of those folks,
it's not going to give you any ability to do that. That's for sure.
Right. If you're one of those folks who likes the idea of telling others what to do, or that you think you can mold the world to your vision of it, or what it should be, that you should be able to tell people what they can believe and what they can do.
Well, there's a minimal amount that people in the Shire Society will tell others not to do. Don't commit fraud on other people. Don't steal. Don't harm other people. So,
sure,
I mean,
sure,
they're going to be telling other people what to do, but they're allowing the maximum level of freedom for human interaction in society to exist.
Right, and of course the Shire Society is focusing on a place known as New Hampshire, as is the Free State Project. Which is freestateproject.org. Folks can go there, too. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We have a full hour remaining and time for your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.